We are back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Hi, baby.
Hey.
Are we really recording this time?
I don't know.
Because we tried three times already and failed.
Twice.
We tried twice times already.
Three times a charm.
And we're back, you guys. So we did our recording like we said we were going to do in September. It's now November. And I'm just going to say this stuff for our growing Samoan listeners out there because we took a little hiatus and a little break because it's our podcast and we said, well, that's what we're going to do. And we ended season one and now we're back with season two in this episode right here. So we did a podcast on September. I forgot it was like late September. But we're like, okay, I said September. We did it. Boom. And then what happened was there was some technical difficulties with the QuickTime player I was using, like I always use. So we had to scratch that. And then I said, okay, we'll just push it back for October. And then we did a Halloween special Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, 2 days ago. And guess what? That got effed up too. And there was some good stuff in both of those podcasts. So to the podcast gods out there, it's lost in history. They're actually recorded, but the quality of it wasn't worth me putting out there for you guys because it was just the first one had like this ringing noise because it was like a messed up sound card. It was like beep beep beep. And then the second one, it was like an echo that I didn't know because I was using a different program because the QuickTime player wasn't working. Anyways, podcast jargon, but we're back. We're just going with the Zoom since it's a COVID-friendly program. Right, baby? The Zoom.
Yep.
The Zoom thingy. And I just want to just chill and just have a good time talking to everybody. And welcome everybody back. Welcome everybody back. Even though we did like two podcasts, I'm still a little rusty. So bear with me. And Tala, she's still rusty. She can't even open her mouth to say something. Say something.
I said
Kala.
I did. Hi, everybody.
Okay. So, you know, the norm. Greetings. Let's see. The journey goes on. We're here. Season two, everybody. Let's give a big round of applause for everybody. Woohoo! In attendance right now for the season opener. It's like Mandalorian. I didn't even watch that yet. But anyways, season two, Growing Some More podcast coming to you live here, Federway, Washington. And thank you guys once again for tuning in to a special podcast today, which we're just basically going to continue on, you know, giving information on our journey, and hopefully you guys can get some feedback on you guys' journey and how it's going in your lives, and maybe some newcomers will stumble upon our podcast and get a little info on how to help increase their income or help them out financially, because this is a so-called personal finance podcast. But what I like to say is more like a financial education podcast because for our peeps, because that's what we need. That's what I needed. I needed it. I finally found it, you know, at the tender age of, you know, 41. I'm 41 now, but it's been a great journey so far. And we've been blessed many ways financially that I never thought would ever happen to us in a million years. But there's been some great things that we're going to be talking about in this season. And with this season opener, you know, we're going to be pretty much talking about you guys and how you guys have been doing. And we have some tips on how just the basic fundamentals that we preach on this podcast can still help you guys out through this weird COVID ending year of 2020. So once again, my ska, patsy, patsy. Yay, let me give it a little round of applause and welcome back everybody to the Growing Some More podcast. I'm your host, DJ Han. This is my lovely wifey here. She's my co-host.
Hi,
okay. Tala. And first of all, talofa, malolele, aloha, yorana, pula binaka, kiora, mabuhai, afade, ni hao, konnichiwa, ciao, and hola. Those are like, you know, we have some Polynesian hello greetings in, and then we threw in like a whole bunch of stuff we learned along the way, you know. So please don't forget to leave, review, rate, and subscribe. Now, I always say this, even in season one, but it's true. If you haven't, or if you feel like you want to say something about the podcast, just rate, review, go on iTunes, or hop on the YouTube channel. A lot of people like posting on the YouTube channel. Once again, we have a YouTube channel. Just go to the Growing Some More. And, yeah, just type in Growing Some More, and you'll find us on there. With my big old head and her blondie hair, you know, and her bye-bye looking. And just leave a comment on there if you want to do that. Or if you want to leave a voicemail, go to anchor.fm. That's anchor.fm. And you click voicemail, it'll record you, and then it'll send it straight to us. And we'll listen to it. We'll probably play it on the air here on the podcast. So, other than that, we're just going to dive in on what's been going on in our lives, how financial education has been really, really saving our asses. It's been saving our moolies, and how it's been just a blessing, you know, just been great. We went on vacation, you know, we did spent some time with families, a lot of families on Tala's side, on my side.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, there was the one thing. We went to Long Beach to visit your family again for vacation because we had bought airfare tickets.
We had a reunion.
For a reunion that was supposed to happen, but COVID kind of canceled and postponed everything. Mm-hmm. But we couldn't get the damn airline tickets back, remember?
Well, we couldn't. I mean, we got credits, but we had to use them within a certain amount of time. So
we said, freak it. We took a trip down to visit her family and some of my family down there. Mm-hmm. Back in Southern California, and we stayed with her sister.
Yep.
In Long Beach. Big ups to Nika. Love you, sis. Big sis. And Gang and Paulo and everybody down there. Walia. Mm-hmm. And there's one thing that we found out. Yeah, I'm fading out on this the Zoom video. What we found out is really important for people in Southern California to really listen to this. I never knew this, but people that live in Long Beach, they don't ever go to the beach.
They do once in a
while. Hell no, they don't. Stop lying. If you're from Long Beach, tell the truth. You never go to the damn beach. Now, I had a problem. I had an issue with that because I was like, damn, man, you guys get this beautiful, you know, beach, this weather, you know, nonstop, you know, all year round, and they don't take advantage of it. Maybe it's the way the setup is down there, where you got to pay all of these goddamn parking fees, and it's so expensive and all that, just to go take a walk on the beach. But it's so beautiful. We took the family out to the beach, and they're like, anyway. And then we thought about it. Remember, we're like, okay. The same damn thing happened when we went to Hawaii. Even the locals don't go to the beach because we was with Fat Pat, and he was saying the same thing, like, bro, I never go to the beach. I never go to the beaches. And I was like, bro, we're in Hawaii, dog. What the hell you mean? But, you know, maybe it's a local thing, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're from Long Beach, yeah, keep it real. You don't go to the beach.
So once in a great while.
And I'll be clowning, I'll be like, you're from Long Beach, and you never go to the beach? Mm-hmm. Your city is named Long Beach. It's named after, anyways. And then like Vegas, remember? Vegas too. Like when we think about Las Vegas, we think, oh man, casinos. Oh yeah, the big strip. Locals don't go to the damn strip. They stay far away from the strip as possible.
They go to the local bars. They have their own local.
They don't go to Fremont Street. They don't do none of that. And yeah, man, this Vegas is nice though. Big shout outs to the family out in Vegas too. I can't wait to go check out the nephew out there. Big shout out to my nephew, Barry Black. I'm still amazed on all the artists he gets to play with. So lucky, man. Very musically talented. That boy can play the kika like it's nothing. Anyways, what else did we do? We did Halloween. We did a podcast that got all jacked up that we couldn't air.
Yeah, we even dressed up.
Yeah, I posted that on Instagram and Twitter. And I was like a wizard, and she was like
a
pirate wench. You know, wench, you dirty wench. And then she was my wench. She was my dirty wench. And then we took the kids trick-or-treating. And then we took a picture. I'll probably post that picture as the I'll probably put that as the thumbnail for the YouTube channel page. It was a nice one. We took it with the kids too. And yeah, Halloween, we spent a lot of time with some family, our Washingtonian family up here. Shout out to my family out in Leavenworth. Shout out to all the family in Lakewood. Who else? All the family in Carson when we were in California. Long Beach, and the Vegas family that came up to visit. Yeah, it's just been one of those times. But how have you guys been doing? You know, that's my question, because I'm always listening to podcasts still, you know, when I can. And the reason why we took a little break too is because, excuse me, things got a little busy for us too. 100. And the topic that we're going to talk about today relates so much to our lives and how our lives have been changing for the better, you know, for the better, straight up. And first of all, speaking about Halloween, we're going to throw in a frugal tip. Frugal. Everybody say this with me. Frugal fabulous. So we have like health tips that we like to put at the end of the podcast. And in season 2, I want to implement this a new tip called frugal tip. So this frugal tip of this podcast, since we're talking about Halloween, is buy a tote. Buy like one of them totes from Walmart or something, whatever. And store all your Halloween costumes in there for the next year. A lot of people do that for like Christmas stuff. But if you could do the same thing for Halloween, I mean, all the costumes that we use for trick-or-treating, take the kids trick-or-treating, they were all from previous years. I've always been saving them. We just wash them and then throw them in a Ziploc and then, or the whatever bag, and then store it in our Halloween tote. And that's a frugal tip right there. You know, save you some money. And if you buy a new costume, guess what? You can save that too. You know, it'll take a little space out of your storage or whatever, but it's pretty awesome. Like, especially for Samoan families, you have a lot of kids, big families. Oh, I have big families. If you pull out a big old bucket and you have all these costumes with swords and knives and masks, ninja masks and suits and dresses and hats, it's like so much fun for everybody to just like, oh, that's what I want to be, you know. And it's, you know, it's a frugal win because it's free. It's already paid for. You know, you ain't got to go every year to keep buying costumes and costumes. Save your coupon, save your money like that, you know. And let's see. That's pretty much the frugal tip of the podcast. I need to take another drink of my Trulies. My truly damn family be trying to clown on me, especially that big bro. You know who you are, big bro. You clowning on my truly drinks. I don't care. This one's for you. This is for you. Cheers. My face just disappeared on it. And sis, if you're listening or watching, you can tell him I said that was a cheers for him too. You know who I'm talking about. So big shout outs to everybody back again, wherever you're at right now, in your cars, at work, doing the do. If you're a podcaster, if you like listening to podcasts, thank you so much for tuning in once again to our podcast and spending time with us, just listening to, you know, what we're talking about. And to not make it boring, I'm going to start talking to you guys about some drama. All right, let's talk about some drama because everybody loves drama in their life. Okay? All right? Psych. Come on, no
drama. Move on to the next topic.
Well, how you been, baby?
Good.
Yeah? Okay. You're always quiet on the podcast. I gotta poke at you to get you going to see what's...
I think you talk more than enough for both.
Nah. But, you know, when it goes back and forth, it gets good. It gets good.
Yeah.
It's good. What were you going to say? Sometimes I can't read your mind. Can you read my mind?
No.
I know. It was the opposite. So we're going to talk about this wonderful quote that I heard, and I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys can relate to it. So I'm just going to jump right into it. Okay? So this is a quote I've seen, and I've heard I heard it maybe a couple of times, but when I've seen it, like, actually as a post written down, it kind of caught my attention. And I said, okay, I want to talk about that on the podcast. The quote goes like this. It goes something like this. Or actually, this is what it is. Being broke is hard. Becoming wealthy is hard. Choose your hard. Say that again. Being broke is hard. Becoming wealthy is hard. Choose your hard. Okay, break it down. Break it down, baby. What's your definition of that?
Well, I would hate to be broke, so I'd rather take the chance of becoming wealthy, if that's my choice of heart.
Wait, what? Say that again? You would...
I said being broke is hard, and I do not like being broke, so I'd rather try to become wealthy if that's my choice.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know that that's a choice, though. You know, I think that's the thing in our Polynesian community is that when we think about wealthy, when we think about rich people, when we think about like the big houses and on the nice blocks, the mansion-looking houses, we're like, damn, man, we can never get there. Man, they're lucky. You got to hit the lotto to get there. You know, you think like that. Like, there's only one way. You gotta hit the jackpot or something, or you got to be famous. You got to be a super athlete, or you got to be a big-name entertainer, musician, movie star. You got to be the biggest rapper on the block, you know? But
that, honestly, it's not. Huh? I said, honestly, it's not. That's one part of wealthy.
Yeah, I know, but that's the thing. It's like when the quote is being broke is hard, becoming wealthy is hard, choose your hard. Now, being broke is hard, but for everybody, that's easy because we're so used to it. You know, if you raised like you know, the majority of us, you know, coming from a non-financial educated background, you're just going with the flow of the, you know, the class that you're put in. And there's you're just, you know, doing the same thing as everybody else in your class, you know, in your social class, which is going to your 9 to 5 and your paycheck to paycheck and just rinse and repeat over and over. in the rat race, spinning on the hamster wheel, working for the man and all that. And there's never a time where you see people around you that are wealthy, that can educate you, that can stop you and be like, you know, oh, hey, why don't you come over here? Let me show you a few things. That never happens, you know? It's like, because it's they're all together in their own, you know, group. That's why I feel like in this day and age, it's a great time for us to utilize this information that we get to the internet, this knowledge that, like this podcast, like the information that we're receiving from imaginary airwaves right into the palm of your hands, right into your Bluetooth, your earbuds, you know, AirPods. It's like the best time in the world to receive this information. But what do you do with it? You know, that's what really matters. That's what really counts. Being broke is hard. Let's go back to the saying then, because being broke is hard. Becoming wealthy is hard. So choose your hard. Now, the thing I love about that is we all been broke. The majority of us on this podcast, we was broke as hell, you know, straight up. You know, we ain't rich still, but, you know, we ain't broke no more, I'll tell you that. And becoming wealthy is hard. Is something new to us because we're on that path, on that journey of becoming wealthy, and we've generated a little wealth already, you know, with our investing, with our savings, with budgeting, with cutting out our expenses, but still living a good life, enjoying our life at the same time. We've created some wealth. And it's hard. It's hard. So we've been to the first part of being broke is hard. We know that aspect. We've done that before. Where, like we talked about in a previous podcast, where we're throwing wrenches at each other, where we know we're on the brink of divorcing, or we're just going through marital problems, we're fighting, we're yelling and barking and screaming at the top of our lungs, you know, just going crazy, right? Over money, finances. Remember we talked about that? The number one thing of like divorces is finance. Yeah. And a lot of people still don't know that. A lot of people still don't get it. You know, I thought it was cheating, remember? But it's not. It's finances.
It's money.
Because when the money fucks up, then they start cheating.
I can't.
But we've been through the broke, we lost out. I say it over and over again, we were in $250,000 debt. You know, and now we're on that second part of becoming wealthy is hard. We are debt free. We got our asses out of debt. High five, baby. Debt free. If you're in debt, I'm telling you, if you guys have any questions about getting out of debt, you know, drop us a line. But we got out of debt and we started investing through what we always talk about, through index funds. And we're going to start investing in some real estate. But we are saving up money and we've generated enough wealth to not only do that, but to live a comfortable life with all of our kids, five kids. We got five kids, five boys, two of them are adults, but they're still, you know, they're still learning, they're still teaching them stuff. And at the same time, going through COVID, going through all this, whatever, recession thing and all this, it's not really a recession. It hasn't been a recession, but the market and all that, falling and dropping, dealing with families, you know, stuff like that, falam laves, and work, income, you know. We're going to talk about Tala. She's transitioning over her jobs right now. So a lot of people would go crazy about, you know, having to find a new job because of the COVID and everything. But in our situation, we're okay. We're good because our wealth has put a big cushion, you know, and this is something that every single Samoan family can have for themselves too. You know, it's that cushion of wealth. And it's so easy. We're like, I like to say we're like a living example of having, you know, a nice, you know, a cushion of wealth to live comfortable and, you know, not worry about a big, big disaster like we used to. The freaking majority of our, you know, of our lives before. So becoming wealthy is hard. Now, a lot of you guys are probably thinking like, how is it hard? You know, how is becoming wealthy hard? A lot of people are just born into it. There's a word for that. It's called generational wealth. That just means you have generations before you that are wealthy and you were born into it. Polynesians, that's not the case for us. There's no generational wealth in the Polynesian community. Majority of us are, what's the first generation? That means first generation born here.
Yeah.
If you're born here, that means you're first generation. So a lot of us out here in the States or wherever you're at in the world, you're first generation away from the mainland. I mean, the islands, you know. So there's no generational wealth. You're not born into wealth. You gotta make it. You gotta earn it. You gotta become wealthy yourself. You know. Time's up.
I mean, the goal is, if you're first generation here, then you can build the generational wealth for your descendants, for your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids, and so on and forth.
Yeah. But the becoming wealthy is hard part is pretty much something that we all should strive for, you know.
Sacrifice.
Why? Yeah. Why would you continue to live your lives choosing the hard that'll get you nothing? When you could choose the hard, that will get you a lot of things and continue to get you a lot of things and continue to build a great life for you and your family. You know, and that hard of choosing is called becoming wealthy. How do you do that? Or, you know, why is it hard? Well, I'm gonna give you one example, okay? And I'm pretty sure everybody can relate to this. Being broke is hard. Hell yeah, it's being hard. I'm broke. I can't afford this. I can't afford that. I can't afford this. You know, I'm stuck. I wish I had this. I can't go out. My kids are starving. Gotta pay the bills, this and that. Over and over again. We hungry, you know. That's hard, being broke. I gotta get a job. I got no money. It's, all kinds of stuff happens, fala blabes or whatever. Then you have the becoming wealthy is hard. The becoming wealthy is hard is something that you have to live through in order to understand it. So it's like, for me, in my example, is I go to my day job. I work a 9-to-5. When I get off, I just be like, damn, I'm tired, man. I just want to go home, eat, relax. And just, what's the latest show I got to catch up on? What's my latest Netflix show I got to catch up on? Ooh, this season now's out. This season, I got to binge on that. And I will sit my ass and watch Netflix or whatever show or just binge on YouTube, whatever it may be, for hours and hours and hours. Now, that was the old me. The wealthy me of the hard part of becoming wealthy is I'll go to my job, my 9-to-5. When I get off, I'll put in some overtime. And then when I get off, what I'll do instead of, I'm tired, I can't do that, I'll get my ass together, I wash up, I get a little meal to get something to eat, and I go out and make some money side hustling right now with DoorDash. You know, it's one of my side hustles that I love because I make money off of it, you know. And I used to love DJing, but my DJing gigs kind of mellowed out from the COVID. And I kind of just said, okay, I'm making more on DoorDash and I'm going to just focus on that more. And I had some gigs. And I had to turn down a couple gigs. But that's the hard part of choosing. What do I want to do with my free time? That is the hardest part. Ask yourself this. If you had the opportunity, right? Ask yourself this. What would you do? If you got off of work, long, hard day at work, what would you do? Would you go home and just relax, snuggle into your bed, pop out your phone, and just binge on some Netflix or Amazon Prime? Or would you go home, eat, wash up, and just go out there and get a part-time job? Would you go out there and work some more? Would you do that? I mean, those are the sacrifices that the wealthy people take. And I'm not saying that this is something I made up. You can name it. You'll name sports athletes, entertainers. I'm talking about business owners, people who are wealthy. This is the stuff that they always preach, is what do you do with your free time?
That's what separates the wealthy.
And that's why it's so hard becoming wealthy. But by going that way of being hard, they're accumulating wealth.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what we're doing. And we've accumulated some wealth that we've been living okay. You know, our goal is still way beyond of what, you know, what we're reaching for. But hey, the beginning stages, mm-hmm. It's looking good.
We're in a better position now than we have been in all these years.
Our whole entire lives, yeah. And I hope that, I just hope that you guys out there in the growing Samoan world, you guys are, you know, accumulating wealth too. You know, no matter how big or small it is. If it's something, it's something. That's all that matters. And that something will grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. And then next thing you know, you just be like, holy shit, I don't know where this came from. But, you know, it's here. It's huge.
Accumulating that extra income or that extra is great. It's what you do with it.
Yeah.
That really matters.
So choose your heart, you know, people. Choose your heart. Do you want to go live hard, the hard life of being broke your whole entire life and not accumulate nothing? Or do you want to try to become wealthy and stop watching all the sports, stop playing the video games, stop Netflixing, and start reading, start educating yourself? Spend all that time you would that doing getting a part-time job, getting a side hustle, learning something, learning to open up your own business. Learning how to make some extra income.
Yeah, whatever your niche is. Finding something that generates income in your free time.
And at the same time, you're going to still have fun. I mean, you know, for me, it's like you'll have to learn how to balance everything out. But when you do find that balance, oh, man, it's good. Life is good. I mean, I picked up playing the bass. You know, I don't know. I've always wanted to do it. It's crazy. And then, you know, it just fell in my lap with, you know, the Uso Timmy. Big shout out to Timmy and G. You know, they be jamming. So they invited me over and Timmy invited me over. And I said, man, I always wanted to play the bass. So I'm having fun doing something I love. And I watch Netflix. We just got done watching the Seahawks beat the Niners. To all my Niner fans out there and family, that's all good, you know. Yeah, you ain't got no Russell Wilson, so, you know, it is what it is, baby. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I still watch Netflix. I just watched this chess thing. What was that? I watched – it was called The Queen's Gambit because I used to play chess when I was little. And I watched the whole thing, you know. But I don't spend, you know, 90% of my time – doing that. I spend 90% of my time side hustling and then 10% of my time doing that, playing my bass or, you know, doing the other stuff. And then as much time as I can with my kids and my wife, like anytime I have, I'll just hang out with them. Even if it's just chilling in the living room with them and, you know, being next to them, you know, being on my phone, it's something. You okay? You're already yawning.
Okay.
You want a shot? You want some Terramana? Shout out, big ups to the Rock. But yeah, and we're gonna take a quick break for a word from our sponsors. This is something else we're gonna do new and implement in season two. We're gonna put our sponsor ads in the middle, and this will only be for the podcast and not for the YouTube ads until we get ads, I think. But if mainly for the podcast, so. Here's a quick word from our sponsor and we'll be right back. Okay, and we're back. So now after word from our sponsor, thank you sponsors, we're gonna go to our comment of the day. You got the comment, baby? So this is for all the users out there, the users, the listeners, and the people who watch the show on our YouTube channel. Tala over here, she's going to read the comment. And if, hey, like I said, if you guys want to comment on anything, go right ahead. And, you know, if this podcast is for y'all. We're just sharing information on a journey. And if you guys want to say something or ask a question or just comment on anything, go right ahead and we'll read it out. Because without you guys, there will be no podcast, because, you know, this is why I do it. Just to help try to get out there and reach and help people with some little bit of knowledge of financial education, y'all. So go ahead, Tala. I call you Tala. That's not. Go ahead, honey. Go ahead, baby. Baby,
okay,
girl.
Henry.
Oh, don't call me that.
So the comment is from Shad. I can't even talk. Shout out, Boxton.
That's because you've been quiet the whole time. You got to warm up your vocals. Mm. Go like this.
Like I said, my husband talks more than enough for both of us.
It's because I got the voice, baby. You know what I'm
saying? Mm. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah,
shout out, Boxton. Thanks for the content, guys. Appreciate you guys for spreading knowledge and helping me gain and build foundation for financial stability. So thank you for the comment. Shout out, Boxton. We appreciate it.
Oh man, when I read this, I was hella pumped, because that's the whole point and the whole goal of our podcast is just to get people back on their feet, give them some inspiration.
Well, to get started.
Yeah.
Give
them some hope that, hey man, we all go through the shit. We all go through the struggle. We were never taught personal finance or financial education in schools or even in our household, especially our Samoan household. So this podcast is just a source to be out there for us to talk about money, you know, the good and the bad. Like Robert Kiyosaki always says, you got to talk about it. You got to talk about the good and the bad about money, because if you don't, you won't educate your mind. You won't get the information. So big ass to you. Shout out, Boxton, for that comment. And damn, man, that's some powerful stuff, as small as that is. Appreciate you guys for spreading knowledge and helping me gain and build foundation for financial stability. Straight up, I hope you're doing good right now.
Yeah.
And and drop us another comment and let us know how you're doing, you know. It's always good to hear some good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we'd love to hear about your journey too.
Yeah.
You know, especially through COVID, or what you've done so far, if you started on the path of becoming wealthy or just saving and getting financially educated and you know, just making a better life for you and your family.
Yeah. To all the listeners, I hope that you guys have been doing great in your lives. And one thing I wanted to really talk about is the balance of your life and your journey to reach financial independence. Like I always say, everybody should strive to reach financial independence, financial independence / financial freedom. Why? Because it is possible. It is 100% possible. Yeah. Any of us can do it.
From whatever walk.
Any of us can do it. No matter who you are. There's so many stories out there. There's so many podcasts out there who have real life people just like you and me, whether you're from the Caribbean, from the islands, the Pacific, whether you're from, I don't know, any part of the world, that they just stumble upon financial independence, study it, and they make it happen. You know, and that's my whole goal, is to, you know, just share the information, and hopefully our people, especially our people, because we're Polynesian, that we can just have some kind of a little flicker, you know, a little flicker of like, what is that? Financial independence. I never heard of that word. Then all of a sudden they'll they'll get curious and they'll want to dive more into it. Then they'll go Google it and then they'll be like, oh, okay. Then they'll stumble upon our podcast. But, oh man, that's a Sawando and a Balangi lady. Oh, he married a Balangi lady. And then, you know,
stop then, talking smack.
Then they'll find out you're not Balangi, you're Mexico.
Financial independence, financial freedom, and it's not get rich quick. You're not going to get rich overnight. So that's one thing to remember when you think of those two.
Yeah. And
I know it's been used in a lot of different networks or side hustles or, but that's not.
Yeah. So what we're going to do now, before we end the podcast, is I want to run down the list, a quick, brief rundown review, since this is episode one of season two, of our 16 tips for beginners. Now, this season will probably be more, we'll get more into depth about investing, but for this episode, first episode, I want to do a quick rundown, and we're going to say 1 through 16, excuse me, and we're going to just say a little bit how it can help anybody out right now during this COVID 2020 end of the year time. So number one, review time. Review, 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 review. Wicka, wicka, wicka. Number one, educate yourself. Now's the time, people. When COVID hit, ain't nobody knew what the hell a pandemic was. Nobody knew what saving money was, how to pay anything about markets crashing and this and that. Now's time. It's time to educate yourself. How can you educate yourself to get prepared so when something like this happens again, you will be ready? Educate yourself.
Yeah, there's so many resources out there for you to do that.
And especially about financial independence. Mm-hmm. Educate yourself. You know, that's the one thing we preach. You know, there's nobody that can teach you better than yourself. Because your mind, it has its own little, your inner talks and inner conversations. You know, only you can hear yourself. So if you educate yourself by reading your own book, you know, instead of having, you know, somebody else trying to, you know, teach it to you, you'll probably get it more easily, you know. So number two, pay yourself first.
Yep.
That's the number one part of investing that we like to preach, because that's the beginning. Nobody ever thinks about that. Paying yourself, they always think about, you got to pay your rent first. You got to pay the electric bill. You got to pay the food for the kids. You got to do all this. Now, that makes sense.
Yes, but it's not the first thing you want to
pay. Yeah. The first thing you want to do is pay yourself, meaning you have to put aside the money first for your investing.
For your future.
For your future, for you and your kids.
You're paying yourself. You're investing in your future.
And we're going to talk a lot about that. How to go about that in season two.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do that in this season two. We're going to be in an advanced state of podcast coming this season and how we do it. So these are just things that we're sharing through our lives. Mm-hmm. Number three, sort out your bills. Now, once again, this is a beginner thing, tips, but hey, if you haven't done it yet, do it now. If you're scared to do it, don't be scared. Just do it, because that's the first steps of learning about your own money. It's your money. Learn about it. And especially now with the COVID times, you got to do it. Number four, attack your debt. Attack your debt.
So that money that you use to pay yourself first, that's part of what you are using to pay off your debt. Because you're paying yourself you're paying yourself to get out of debt.
Yeah, pretty much. And we attacked our debt. We attacked our debt. She had debt. I had debt. And we attacked it. And now we're debt free. It feels good. It's like a big load off of your shoulders. When you have zero debt and you have no freaking people calling you, trying to hunt you down for collection agencies.
Don't avoid them. We learned that the hard way. You know, that's just, that's part of that. And once you do become debt free, you don't have to worry about all those phone calls, or it is a hassle.
Yeah, you just be like, what's up? What? I don't owe you shit. I paid that. Click, you know, I'm debt free. Before you click it, I'm debt free, fool. Click, you know. All right, number five, educate yourself about credit. Now, this is something that in the U.S., United States of America, credit is like,
credit is
everything, pretty much. If you don't have good credit, then they treat you like you're the scum of the earth. So
pretty much, you need credit to get everything.
So educate yourself about credit, you know. And
learn what credit is.
Because when you do educate yourself about credit, it can help you invest, especially in real estate. So, you know, and it can get you a whole bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, and especially these times, right? Well, not about these times. I wouldn't worry too much about credit during the COVID. But eventually, when everything starts getting a little better, then we'll start digging more into credit, because credit card companies have kind of been assholes since the COVID hit. They've cut prices. They took away a lot of
they reduced a lot of credit limitations because they're saving themselves, since so many people lost their jobs.
Credit card companies, and they have been like declining people's
I mean, you could have like a great score right now and probably not be able to qualify.
I don't know why. I know why. It's because they're hurting too, because of the COVID.
They're just protecting themselves.
So I wouldn't worry about credit too much right now.
Yep.
But
don't get yourself in debt. Yeah. That means no loans, none of that. Don't do any of that stuff.
Number six, start using credit card for rewards. Now, I wouldn't worry about that either. But, you know, that's something you can
talk about, because that will be great once COVID lifts and things start getting back to some kind of normal.
Yeah. And if you want to write this down, you can. But if not, just go to our Growing Samoan Season 1, Episode 14, and it's all listed in there in the show notes. Number seven, eat in and save your money. Yeah. And that's obvious, you know.
Stop eating out.
especially the COVID times. They got the school lunches. Damn, the school lunches. I'll be eating all that stuff. My kids don't even eat it. I'll be like, man, that's some good stuff, man. What y'all doing? Mm-hmm. And then we give the fruits away, because keto – they're not keto friendly for me. I don't keto, girl. I'm 100% keto now. And I don't really eat the pears and apples. I eat blueberries.
My mom and my sister do. So
yeah, we just give them away. And they
give
like free milk, the gallons of, man, the schools out here, they give a lot of good food out. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty cool. But eat in basically means
buy your groceries, make your meals at home. If you work, make your lunches.
Yeah,
it's a great way to cut back on expenses, especially with food.
Yeah, do that straight up.
Frugal.
Yeah, fabulous. Frugal. Number eight, cut the cable. That's obvious. We haven't had cable in years, and we've saved tons of money. Yeah. We just
we utilize the our internet. Family. Yeah, we have only the internet.
Streaming services.
But we have streaming services, and we share.
Yeah.
Our sons and. Like, they have subscriptions, and my sister has a subscription. So we just borrow.
Yeah, man. You can. Yeah. Yeah, cut the cable, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't think people are going to watch TV no more. But anyways, number nine, save money on cell phones. That's a no-brainer. Yeah. You know, instead of staying up with the latest phone and just continuing to buy another phone. They bought me the iPhone 8. It's a lovely phone. It's all going out. But I had my iPhone 6 Plus for years. Mm-hmm. And so you're like, you surprised me. Did you guys get it for me for Father's Day?
Yeah, so me and the boys.
Yeah, they bought me the iPhone 8.
For Father's Day, we upgraded.
Yeah. And it's not even needed an upgrade. And it's not even like a whatever, 10 or 11, whatever the hell they got.
They're
out
on 12 now.
But this is perfect. This is exactly what I need. I just needed more gigs.
More memory. That's all you need.
And I love it. And it's paid for, and it's, you know, there's no payments on it. It's paid for.
Yeah.
Great deal, too. And we also go through Total Wireless through Walmart.
Yep, it's a Walmart. Yeah. But they utilize Verizon and Sprint towers. So yeah.
We have the Verizon.
We chose Verizon.
Because Verizon is freaking good.
Yeah, they're kind of really expensive, but we but we didn't go directly with them. Yeah. So yep.
But once again, three phones, all paid for, all iPhones for only $90 a month.
Yep.
Unlimited everything. Except for, well, our data was unlimited, but now it's more than
enough. But we don't ever use.
We never run out.
We have Wi-Fi. We're always on Wi-Fi, so home, work.
Yeah, save money on cell phones. Number 10, invest your tax refund wisely.
Yes.
That's coming up. You know, you got to be smart people with COVID and everything hitting y'all.
Crazy, like it's Christmas.
Yeah, just use that money, invest it wisely, because you guys, everybody's been hurting. Through this whole, you know, pandemic. So now's the best time to start investing in and building wealth for your families. Mm-hmm. Number 11, buy cars used, not new.
Never buy a car new.
Yeah. Now's not the time to go be buying anything new. People, everybody, we all hurting out here. So be smart. Be smart about your money. And if you're going to buy, if you need to buy a car and you tax season's coming around and you want to invest that money into a car, just buy a used one, you know, buy it right off the lot.
If you can buy it right off the lot.
Buy a certified pre-owned used car.
That would be great because then you have no debt.
Yeah.
You have no monthly payments. Yeah. You know, all you have to worry about is your insurance and maintenance and gas. But yeah, if you
can. Yeah, don't ever lease a car and every 2 years and just to keep up with the trend. You're wasting money, man. It's just for what? For looks? So people can hate on you more? Don't do that, man. I'm rolling around in a Prius.
It's my
2008 Prius, Toyota Prius, paid off. I have my Nissan Armada, paid off.
Yeah.
2006, paid off. But I'll roll around in a Prius. I don't give a damn because I don't care what people say. I'm 6'4", big old Samoan dude, squeezing into a Prius. I door that, and I drive it to work if she ain't using it, just to save some money. You know,
yep.
I don't care.
You
know, you gotta stop. You know. I just don't care about what people think because my wife right here and my children and our future, that's more important than what anybody thinks.
Yeah.
And that's the way you guys should be too.
Yes.
You know, you should only worry about you and your household.
So remember, don't buy new, buy used. And if you can buy it, pay it all off. You have no debt, you have no payment.
Yeah, buy a car because you want it. A dependable car for you and your family. Don't buy it because you want to look cool in it for other people. Fuck everybody else. You know, just worry about yourself. Anyways, but I like our cars. They're nice too. Because you know, we ain't rolling around in no Humvees, you know.
But they work for us. Yeah. They're
and they're paid off. Number 12, house hack. Of course, house hacking is something, a term that a lot of people never heard of, but it's pretty simple. Samoans, we do it all the time. We have families live within the house, and they all help out pay the rent.
Mm-hmm.
That's a form of house hacking, but the thing is, you have to own the house in order to be a real house hack.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're pretty much, you know, saving a lot of money by having people rent out your rooms, whether it's family or just strangers, and they're paying your mortgage for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a no-brainer, you know. What we're doing right now is a form of house hacking. We're still in an apartments, but we have our sons with us, and they all work, and they pay part of the rent.
Mm-hmm.
And that saves us money, and the money that we save, we use it to invest it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so house hacking is something that everybody should do. Everybody,
yeah.
But a lot of us can't live with other people.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how to. And if that's not the case, then you know you got to learn how to house hack a different way, which means investing in real estate, which we'll get into in the later podcast.
Yep.
In this season, though, number 13, find a side hustle. We talked about that earlier in the podcast. What do you do with your free time?
Yep.
That's what separates the wealthy from the poor, is what you do from your free time.
Increase your income.
Increase your income by finding a side hustle, whatever it may be. Number 14, college hack with Europe. Now, I love this one. You know, go to our Europe episode with Anna in season one. Congratulations to my niece, Salome. She graduated Europe. Congratulations to my son, Dami. He's in the Europe program.
Yeah, he started September.
Yep, congratulations to to all of our families, our nephews and nieces that have joined the program and, you know, I went through it. The number one thing is, people, it's free, okay? We're Frugal Fabulous. You know, why would you, if you qualify, you know, to be in this program, I suggest you take it and try it for your children if they're looking for another higher education without any without having to pay anything. There's no strings attached.
If you love your children and you want their lives to start off debt free and not be in debt, that is definitely the way to go.
Yeah, Europe. That's YEARUP.org. Check them out. It's good for all the your kids if they just graduated high school.
18 through 26 is the max.
Oh yeah, 26 is the age limit. Cutoff. Yeah. So here in the States. Yeah. I don't know about the rest of the world, but in the United States of America.
And they're actually all over the nation. They cater to the region. So like us here, we're techies.
Yeah. But if we have that here in the States, they should have something like similar like that around the world, like in New Zealand and Australia, because there's a lot of Polynesians around the world too. So you guys might want to just research that, like Google that.
Definitely catered towards family. Might be
a sister company. But anyways, number 15, and number 15 and 16 is what we're going to talk a lot about in this season. It's number 15 is invest in your 401k. This is a form, the easiest form of investing, and we'll get more deep into that in this season two here about 401ks, how we invest, how I invest, and I make, I have a big amount of contributions that are growing in our 401k through the stocks, index funds. And then the last one, number 16, is invest in index funds, which is not through your job, through 401k, but outside. You can open up your own separate account, you just put money into it, and it invests, you know, in your index funds, you know.
You just watch that money grow, let it grow.
Yeah, and you know, once again, thank you everybody for listening to my beautiful, amazing voice, girl. You know what I'm saying? She likes it. And you know, once again, the health tip of the season is one thing that I love and that I'm all in is this right here, y'all. You know, keto. You know, I'm gonna say it again, you know. Some people say they've tried it, some people say they haven't. Some people, just try it, man. Just try it. I feel good.
Unless you have a medical condition, don't, you know.
Show some guns here. Boom, boom. I feel like you want to show the guns off.
Oh,
dear. Okay, sorry. So don't forget, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple iTunes or go to the YouTube page and leave a comment or leave a voicemail.
Yes, please. Leave comments.
We're available on 9 podcast platforms, which are Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, Stitcher Radio, Public Podcasts, Rocket Cast, and Breaker, Pocket Cast, and Breaker. And we're back, y'all. I hope you guys have a beautiful week.
Yes.
We have a new pitcher. I figured I wanted to do like a new pitcher for every season. So this is our season two pitcher right here. And there it is. This is my big head and your big head. There it is. And if you can see, I'm looking up at the dollar bill, the dollar sign, you know, because I'm like, you know. And, you know, just so you guys know, you know, money is not the answer. Money is just a tool. That's all it is. It's just a tool, You know, so with that being said, we love you guys.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening. And if you please do have, if you have any questions, let us know.
Our podcast schedule has changed because we've been hella busy.
We both have side hustles.
Yeah, we're trying to get it, y'all. We're getting it. Our income is like, boo, 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 boo. But with that, our podcasts have to get cut shorter. So we're moving it to once a month. But that's just for season two. Maybe in season three, we'll get back. But for now, we're going to do monthly.
We have a plan. We have a plan in the works. Because
when I reach financial independence, my podcast is going to be daily.
Like every
it's going to be
day,
daily,
sure.
son. Daily, son. But other than that, I think that's it, baby. We're good. Thank you for being a beautiful co-host and a beautiful wife, amazing wife for me, and beautiful person, for mother for our children, and a good co-host to spread the word, the gospel of financial education, you know, to our peoples out here in the podcast world. Hey, do you ever go to the beach?
No.
Because you're from Long Beach.
Okay, guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And
that's it. So far, so four. And we'll see you in the next one. And this drink right here is so truly amazing. Love you guys. Peace out.
Bye.
In the camera. Peace. See you guys. Bye-bye.